Over 200 New York City legal services attorneys, paralegals, secretaries, and process servers went on strike today. Members of Legal Services New York City Employees Union and their supporters were on Worth Street at lunchtime for a rally outside the offices of Legal Services. One of the attorneys is Alyssa Saranto from Legal Services in the Bronx.
We're striking over cutbacks. The management wants to peel back the amount of coverage we have in our medical benefits. They want the reimbursement rate to be reduced to 200% over Medicare, which is ghastly. It's extremely low. They don't want to give us pay increases. They want to cut back our pension. So it's making it impossible to be a long-term employee here. We can't have families, things like that. They want to cut back on basically everything. So it's not a place where you can really stay, be a veteran, and provide quality legal services. Veterans know what they're doing. It's a wonderful place for folks to come if they have problems with immigration, if they have problems with foreclosure, problems with public benefits, problems with disability. I mean, we run the gamut. We work for poor people and the middle class because our foreclosure unit does help save homes. So, I mean, without us, I don't know where people are going to go to get help. Where I'm from, the Bronx, the beloved Bronx, where our population, we have the highest and dense, poor figures and statistics in the Bronx, so they really, really need our services there. And then we have a lot of support from the community, but, you know, management is still insisting on making these major cuts that will make it impossible for us to deliver the quality services that we already do.
Employees haven't gone on strike for nearly 20 years, but members last night voted to strike with an 88% return. They've been working without a contract since July 1st, 2012, and they're striking against proposed cuts to healthcare premiums, a 29% cut in retirement contributions, and a zero cost of living increase. Ron Rasmussen is the executive director of Legal Services NYC and said, quote, union members voted to go on strike rather than accept management's proposals to respond to a 50% drop in federal funding, a total of $8 million, with small changes to healthcare and retirement programs. Rasmussen says without these changes, they'll be forced to lay off as many as 50 people by the end of 2014. Ian Davey has worked with the housing unit as a staff attorney for 5 years for Legal Services in the Bronx. He said a starting salary for an attorney at Legal Services is $56,000 compared to a large firm where it could be $160,000 with bonuses. And after 5 years, legal service attorneys earn $71,700, where at large firms they could earn $230,000. Davey doesn't understand the reasons given for the proposed cuts.
To a large degree, it seems to us ideological. They keep talking about the budget situation, but we know that it's exaggerated and that they're being overly pessimistic. They projected a larger than $10 million surplus at the end of this year. They don't expect any significant layoffs till 2015. We don't believe that there need to be significant layoffs. On top of the surplus, they're already realizing new revenue streams. You know, they're applying for funding from all different sources. They even conservatively expect $2 to $3 million in the coming years on top of the already projected budget surplus. Additionally, they're realizing other new revenues, you know, sale of assets. There's a building at one of the programs that's being sold for about $1.5 million. On top of that, and this is no secret, the nature of legal services funding for years has been diverse. It's always been shifting. You know, there are new areas of the law, new areas where clients need help. Maybe 20 years ago it was HIV/AIDS. Maybe right now it's foreclosure in the past few years. Maybe in the next few years it'll be immigration. And the other thing is that we get funding from federal, state, city, you know, foundations and other private donations. So there's a diverse funding stream that's always shifting, and to the degree that there's a decrease in any federal funding, whether actual or just projected, we expect to make that up elsewhere. You know, the other thing I'll say about the numbers is that they're using 2010 numbers to talk about how stark the decrease is. So they're using numbers already 3 and then 4 and 5 years old based on their projections that have already been accounted for. The organization has already picked up additional funds to meet that, and we've already taken cuts in the organization to meet those decreases.
Ideological or not, members know that to strike in a difficult time for employment is brave, like this man, Joseph Walker, a process server and investigator for 24 years with legal services in South Brooklyn.
I say it is what it is. If we don't stand together, we're not going to make it. But together we stand and united we fall.
Is this the first time that your group's come out on strike?
Oh, no. This has been like three or four strikes we've had.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just believe this is going to be a short strike.
Right.
Yeah.
We will have more on this story in future broadcasts. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.